Tom Gimbel, CEO of LaSalle Network. It's been too long, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, John. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. I can hear you wonderfully. And what I want to hear from you as someone who knows the labor market in and out is, boy, we've been told month after month, week after week, the layoffs are coming. We see numbers here. We see numbers there. But when we get big economic data, we just haven't gotten it yet. Is the data delayed? Or are the layoffs just not here yet? Are they coming? A lot to unpack there. I'll let you start wherever you want, Tom.
Yeah, I think the layoffs we're hearing about are like an accident on the Kennedy or the Eisenhower. Mm. It affects a few cars and everybody else is delayed, but not everybody's injured.
Okay.
And I think what we're seeing is the big accident is Amazon saying they're going to lay off another 17,000 people or what have you, and Salesforce is going to lay off 10% of their workforce. And those are big, big accidents, but they don't affect a huge amount of the population. Now, is there trickle-down economics that follow? Of course there are. But with these companies, what we have to think about is, where was the economy in 2019 before all these big tech companies went on these hiring sprees, hiring people all over the country? And I'll tell you where it was. It was at very low unemployment, under 4%, and the economy was humming. And so that's where we're at this intersection of the big tech companies overhired. They thought they knew more than anybody in the room, and now they're laying people off, and it's an excuse for them to get rid of the people they don't want to have. They made hiring mistakes. And we're going to see that there isn't going to be a recession across the whole economy. It's going to be in little pockets. And working for big tech isn't the daydream that everybody thought it was going to be.
Right. Although I will say, I've talked to some folks in tech, and while we do see the layoffs there in that sector, the rehires are there, not for the same company, but for other tech. I mean, people in tech, while they may have these ups and downs in terms of numbers of employment in these startups, the value skill of tech is valuable at every company. I find that a lot of people that get laid off in tech, at least just in anecdotal conversations, end up getting hired somewhere else because of the value they bring.
There's no doubt about it, John. And there's also the tech word or phrase gets used differently, if not incorrectly. And that is, there's tech companies and then there's tech positions. And if you've got a salesperson who's a technology salesperson and they sell at an enterprise level, they can sell at other companies and other industries. And they're going to be able to find jobs. What you find is that if you work for Salesforce, which is the leading CRM in the world, it's an easier sales job than selling for different companies. And so what you find out is that when you go to work for another company or another industry, that it may not be as easy as taking inbound calls working for Salesforce. And that's the biggest challenge, that if you've been working for Google or Salesforce or Amazon or what have you, that doing a sales job for some of those companies is easier than for a startup or mid-level companies. And that's where the rubber meets the road, that a lot of people are getting inflated salaries when they really weren't deserving of them. Then the other side of the tech coin is actual technology jobs, product, engineering, architecture, developers, those types of people, and those will always be in demand.
Right. You've made up some great points there, Tom. I want to go back just one moment. I'm always on acronym watch here. What's CRM mean?
Customer relationship management software.
Okay.
So it's what you have that you're gonna store for your salespeople, your inside sales customer service, where you have the clients, you have how much they're gonna spend, you have our prospects, how much they're gonna spend, your information on them, where they're located, and it's how companies build out their sales pipelines. So any team that has a sales and marketing department is gonna have some sort of Salesforce CRM or a competitive product.
Got it. All right. Thanks for clearing that up for us. Yeah. I want to talk broadly speaking here is that for the last year or so, probably 2 years now, the worker has held a lot of the power, right? I want raises. I want to work from home. Here's what I want. And I think that we have a whole generation of workers who that's all they know, right? The people that came out of college in 2019, 2020, 2021. Are you seeing this shift? I mean, will there be a shift in who holds the power? Or are we going to kind of settle in this middle ground where every employer may have to meet demands that employees want more so than before, but maybe not as much as we've seen the last couple of years? You kind of see what I'm asking here?
Yeah, so know exactly where you're going. I think it's going to revert back to more traditional. So it's very similar. People don't like when I point this out, but it's true. Is imagine if you hire somebody to paint your house and the painter says, I'm only going to come on Mondays and Thursdays, and I'm only going to come in the mornings, and it's going to take me 9 months instead of a week. You're going to say, I'm going to go look for another painter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there are no other painters and that's what everybody's doing, then you've got to make adjustments and maybe you go with somebody who's got crazy demands.
Right.
However, when things loosen up and that's not the case anymore, you're going to go back and find a painter who can do it 5 days straight. And that's where we're at now, is that when you have companies that big tech controlled and they were hiring all these people and now those people flood the market, you're going to see it go back to an employer-driven market. And quite frankly, they're the ones that are making the salary demands or making the payroll. And if an employee doesn't want that job, then they shouldn't take it. But I think that's what we're going to find, a more normal playing field where the really good people, that top 3, 5, 7% of the workforce, is always going to have more leverage.
Tom Gimbel
but
from
that.
Finish your thought.
That middle to 80% of the workforce that's been riding this wave, pandemic and post-pandemic, is going to have to get back to business as usual pre-2020.
All right, Tom Gimbel for the LaSalle Network. I got one more question here for you. If you are speaking to, you know, a lot of people obviously listen to this radio station, they're working folks, they want to keep their jobs during the layoffs. What's your advice here, if they come, what's your advice here for maybe how to shore up that job, that position in that company, if there is to be a storm in the near future?
Yeah. Well, what most people don't like my initial response was, if you have the option to work in the office, go in.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be sight out of mind. And this is where the whole, I'm going to go work in Utah or Miami Beach kind of hits you in the face a little bit if you're out there and there's no bosses around, that's a little bit of a problem. But other than that, I would say you want to work and get as much done as fast as you can with quality. This is not the time to fall back into, I'll get to it tomorrow. You want to show your boss that you are really efficient, that you move quickly, and over-communicate with what's going on. The worst thing in the world is for a management team to be looking at who they're going to cut and to have not gotten updates on what's going on your work and your project in a few days. That is not a good strategy play.
I know a lot of people worry about last in, first out, as that old saying that the last few people that were hired are the first ones out. Maybe there's still some truth to that, but is it more the last ones to disappoint me are the first ones out?
Yeah, I think it's turned more that way. We live in a much more accountable society, and I believe that, you know, you talk about, you know, the employees for the past 10 or 15 years have been saying that companies don't show loyalty to employees. And I think that's actually not true. They try to, and that's why it's usually been a last in, first out, is loyalty to the existing staff. But where we're at now is it's best in, last out. And what I mean by that is the workers that do the best and are producing the best work product, companies are keeping those people. I mean, you have to realize, companies don't line up their best people and let them go. Salesforce announced that it'll cost them over $2 billion in write-downs to do this 10% pay salary or reduction in workforce. $2 billion to get rid of people,
right,
and have them do nothing, John.
Right, right.
Not getting rid of the best people.
Yeah, that's insane. Tom, I see your point, and I appreciate you sharing it with our listeners. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Always to be good to be with you. Hope you're healthy, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Talk to you soon here. Tom Gimbel of LaSalle Network.